Yerushalmi, Kelayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Nun Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Mechitza Akonim, Im Ein Sham, Ben Kanal Lechaveo, Shloish Etzvochim, Kedesh Yikanes Agadi, Horeza Kemechitza, Begadeh Shenifatz, Ad Eser Amois, Horehu Kepesach, Yoyis Mikan, Keneged Hapurza, Osa. A reed fence, if there isn't a space between one reed and the next of three Tvochim, which is enough room for a kid to enter, is considered a partition. If a fence was breached, up until 10 amos wide is considered like a doorway, more than 10 amos is considered a breach. If it's a pirtz of halbe, yem ha'oimed, merubah la'poretz, muta, v'yem ha'poretz, merubah la'oimed, k'nega pirtze, osa. If it had many breaches, if the solid is more than the airspace, it's permitted. If the airspace is more than the solid, what is adjacent to that breach is prohibited. And the Gemara says, asa pasim k'nega ha'binyan, yesh ba'oimed, arboa ba'oimed, rabah la'poretz, k'nega da'oimed, muta, k'nega da'pirtze, osa. Gemara says if he made posts opposite the breaches that are between the rows of vines and the posts are four trochim wide, so that the solid is now more than the breach, that which is opposite the solid is permitted, opposite the breach is prohibited. Asa pasim k'neged ha'gefanim, bein ha'imed v'arbov, v'ha'porz v'abba ala ha'imed, pshita k'neged ha'imed, muta k'neged ha'pirtza, asa. If he made posts opposite the vines that weren't four trochim wide, so that the breach was more than the solid, it's obvious that opposite the solid is permitted and opposite the breach is prohibited. Shimagam ben Lokish b'shem Rebuda ben Chanina Narz Abba Akonim b'arba Zavyos Shebekerem v'kasha gemyu namala Matzel Mishum Peya. Shimon ben Lokish, quoting Rebuda ben Chanina, said that if one inserted four canes into the four corners of a vineyard and tied reeds between them on the top, we view the area inside as a separate field for the laws of Kelayim. The canes with the reeds above them serve as a doorway, and this is effective even if the canes are more than 10 amos apart. This arrangement is referred to as Peya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan should say, "Kemechitzas Shabbos, kein mechitzas kelayim." Yochanan says that partitions for kelayim follow the laws of partitions on Shabbos, that the poles must not be more than 10 amos apart. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Master Shahalach Rabbi Shuv ben Kalcha, Edsel Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui le Nagnida, Hu Sade Achas veBeis Chaverta, Haisa Nikwes vaHayusham Pirtzas Yose meEser vaYanoitel Ayin veSoisim Dukronim veSoisim Atimiyutem Pachas meEser Amar Kaze Kain mechitzas Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan said that there was a story of Rabbi Shuv ben Kalcha who went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui in Negnina, and Rabbi Yochanan showed him a field called Beis Chaverta. There were breaches in the fence wider than 10 amos, and he had taken wood and poles and put them in between in order to narrow the breaches to less than 10, thereby allowing him to plant other seeds behind it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui said that this would be a valid partition for Shabbos, and this story disagrees with the ruling of Rabbi Shuv ben Lokish. And Rabbi Zeira, Moed Rabbi Shuv ben Lokish, le'inin Shabbos, should say She'ein ha'peya matzeres yosim me'eser. Rav Zera says that no, Rav Shimon ben Lokish agrees that in the laws of Shabbos it doesn't help if the poles are more than 10 amos apart. Amav Chagai Masnisa Amakein Makivin Shloshe Chavolim Zeh Lemala Mizeh Vezeh Lemala Mizeh. Rav Chagai brings the support from a Mishnah that for Shabbos one may enclose an area with three ropes one above the other if they're within three trochim of each other. Im Amar At Shepei Matzeres Yosim Eser Dayu Chevel Echad. If you would say that it helps even if the poles are more than 10 amos apart, using just one rope on top would suffice as it would create a doorway. Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yoshia by Hadapeya Ma at Amrith Melamala Minasad. Rabbi Yoina, quoting Rabbi Yoshia, asked, "Where does one string up the reeds, above the poles or between the poles near the top?" In Taimin Amala, Hakoshi came in Asad. In Taimin Asad, Ha Melamala Loi. If you say that it's above the poles, then certainly it would be effective if put between them. And if you say that it's between the poles, above them would not work. In Taimin Melamala Loi Ama Rabbi Chagai Klum. If you say that it's above the poles, Rabbi Chagai has no proof from the Mishnah about Shabbos. The Gemara rejects this, that either way Rav Chagai is correct. Rav Chagai's Mishnah discusses three ropes, one above, one below, and one in the middle. If you say positioning the reed between the poles is valid, why would the Mishnah require the top and bottom ropes? And if you say it must be on top, why would the Mishnah require the middle and bottom ropes? Rabbanan de Kisrin, b'shem Rav Yirmiya, tipate b'asuyin, kemin doikrin. Rabbanan of Kisrin, quoting Rav Yirmiya, answered that peya is effective for kilayim when the poles are filed to come to a point at the top. Therefore, the reed can only be tied on the side, but not on top, so three ropes are required in order to create a partition using the laws of Lovat. Rav Zeira and Rav Dama of Haifa, quoting Rav Shimon Lokish, said that Peya is valid even if the poles and reed are 100 amas tall. Amar Biudan had that amar le'in in kilayim, aval in Shabbos loy tehei Peya gedoli min ha'koira. Rav Biudan says this is only true for a partition for kilayim, but for a partition for Shabbos, the peya, which is the poles and the reed, should not be higher than the maximum permitted height of a beam across the entrance of a mavoi, which is 20 amos tall. Rabbi Yossi says, in this law, kilayim and teres are the same, as even for Shabbos, peah will be effective as high as 100 amos. Adaita de Yossi, ma ben kayu, ma ben peah. The Gemara asks, according to Yossi, on Shabbos, why is peah different to a beam across a mavoi that can only be as high as 20 amos? Peah ain't a matzeres meruchachas, achitei megufefes ma'abu uchoyseah, kayu matzeres meruchachas. The Gemara answers that peah is only effective when it surrounds on all four sides. A beam is effective on just one side. And this follows the opinion of Rav Zeira quoting Rav Hamnuna, who said that the peah is only effective when it surrounds on all four sides.